Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it. And he got it!
Is that Gary Thorne on the call?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Pete Weber.
Pete Weber, man.
Yep. Only a bowler would have that type of celebration.
Yeah. Met Pete Weber once.
Was it like meeting an idol?
No, it wasn't meeting an idol, but it was like meeting – it was meeting a celebrity because he was like the only bowler that I knew. For some reason, Michael –
he's the bad boy bowler.
He was on D&L.
He's the bad boy of bowling.
They had him on Daily News Live for some reason. I don't know why, but they had him on.
Well,
D&L.
I mean, if he was in town for something, they used to bring anybody in.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So, and what was it called before D&L?
It was Daily News Live.
That what it was.
Yeah, and it was Philly Sports Talk for a while.
Okay,
after
that's
that.
What it was. Yeah.
So it was Daily News Live for years and
so
years.
It was back when it was D&L. When it was Daily News Live. Yeah, he was up before me, or was he after me? Either way, that's how I met him in the green room. In the little green,
I bet you
in the little green room?
Yeah, I'm sure you would have cherished a picture with Pete Weber. Like,
he had his sunglasses on indoors.
Oh, my God.
He had the whole stick going. He had it going to hell.
Oh, my God, he's such a bowler. Who do you think you are? I am.
I forgot about that.
So the clip is he needed a strike to win. A strike and only a strike wins the game, wins the match. What I don't know what PBA event
match.
It is.
I think it's match.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, though. Or frame. Win the frame?
That sounds about right.
Well, the frame is just that's like 1 through 10, right? So that was the actual whatever it was. That was the 10th frame. He needed a strike on the last ball. He had spared it, I believe.
Ah.
And he needed a strike on the last throw to get it.
It's good. It's good.
And he got it.
It's good bowling. Breakdown.
Yeah, I watched the video today. And
do you think that Gary Thorne thought he was ridiculous announcing that?
First, what is Gary Thorne doing?
Well, that's back when he's probably finishing out the rest of his ESPN contract. Because
who the hell is Gary Thorne?
He's the old like NHL broadcaster.
NHL, I think he
Baltimore
does the
Orioles.
The Orioles. He does some baseball too, but he has that. He's got a good voice.
Okay,
Gary Thorne.
He must have felt ridiculous, like calling this like it's a the finals of something.
Ike, you're a good bowler, right?
No, I'm not bad.
Well, you have that big lefty stroke, I'm sure, and the pins explode when you throw it down there.
I think my highest is 150.
Is that right?
150, 160, but I'm normally in the 120s.
Yeah, that's about me, if I'm good.
In the 120s.
By the second or third game after a couple drinks, because now when you go bowling, you're doing it to,
Yes.
You're drinking when you're doing it. You stop concentrating.
Yes.
Jack, you a good bowler?
No. I thought I was. I always liked bowling, but I'm definitely bad.
Right, that's what I was going to say. It always depends on who you're up against, because I may think I'm a decent bowler based on who I'm playing against or what have you. And then you go play against these people who are
in leagues
and everything. Yeah. They come in spinning the ball and that whole thing.
Well, see, that's my problem is I try to spin it when I do it, and I have no real shot of doing it.
I took a bowling class at Michigan State.
Yeah, that's
good. Oh, that education.
Speaking of Michigan State,
how about those Spartans last night? You see them.
Well, that's two in a row, Ike.
Three.
Oh, was it three?
It's two top
five. Yeah, two big wins in a row.
Yeah, damn right.
All right.
Oh, everyone knows Izzo owns March.
January, February, Izzo.
Not April, though.
Getting ready for the tournament. Right?
Are they going to make the tournament this year?
They're trying.
We're trying.
Yeah. Those two wins are going to help. That's for sure.
Go green.
Jack, are bowlers athletes?
No.
Is bowling a sport?
No.
Bowling's not a sport?
No.
It is a sport.
No,
it's,
see, I think bowling's
but bowlers
a sport.
Aren't athletes. No. I agree with you there.
No. Are golfers athletes?
Yes. Yes.
Well, have you played golf?
Yeah, but why wouldn't a bowler be an athlete then?
It's a little bit more demanding.
Yeah, a little bit.
Your body's not breaking down from bowling.
Didn't you ever go bowling and your wrist hurts the next day? That really is taxing.
Well, you can
on
do
your
a lot of
wrist.
Activities that make your wrist hurt that don't make you an athlete. But I would
Tell
say
me
that.
About it.
But I would say like.
So I push back on that. I think it's a sport. I could see
that's
this.
A sport. But, yeah, but they aren't athletes.
Yeah. Are NASCAR drivers athletes?
No.
They're driving a car though.
Yeah, but it's a sport.
It's a sport, yes. Yeah. Racing's a sport.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But they aren't athletes. That's how we feel about bowlers.
They're specialty.
Yeah, golfers are athletes.
How about pitchers? Are they athletes?
Of course.
Because remember Todd Coffey? I think he was a Cincinnati
Red.
Oh,
you pick on the one fat guy.
What? He's not the – are you kidding me? Bartolo Colon was
– yeah,
one fat guy. Come on, man.
Well, hold on. But offensive linemen exist. They're 300 pounds. They're also fat.
They're athletes,
yes,
though.
They
so are pitchers.
Athletes.
That's my point.
No.
Dude, John, you could make it an inning.
Listen,
you're right, I could.
I'm with you that all baseball players are athletes. I agree with you.
And pitchers are the ones that always get ripped by the position players saying we're not athletes. But
no, I would say that first baseman is not an athlete. A pitcher is more of an athlete than a first baseman.
That's really?
Right. Yeah, in my mind, of course. He's just standing over there catching the ball.
Scooping the ball up?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
I mean, that's why Prince Fielder, Cecil Fielder.
Well, yeah, you put your worst defensive guy over there in today's
exactly,
baseball.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Inge. Inge has been nominated, at least for the early projections, to be caller of the year on 94 WIP. What's up, Inge? Inge! I don't think we've ever went to him, and he's not there. Inge, what are you doing? Steve in South Philly. What's up? Steve is a newcomer. Steve from South Philly is a newcomer, and he's an excellent caller. Steve, what's up?
What up, dudes?
What up,
what's
Steve?
What's up, Steve?
Happy Friday, man.
Same to you, brother.
I'm just so thankful that I had a good laugh today that somebody actually called in and took me back to the Beverly Hillbillies. And I actually heard on this station somebody say, I'm finna go get me some Vittles. I fell out, man. I could not breathe for like a minute.
Oh, so that's your first time hearing Justin call?
No, I've heard him plenty of times. Okay. I've never heard him say Vittles. He straight took it back to Granny and Jed. I was like, yo.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
Wow, what an underrated show right there. Wasn't that, Steve? That was an underrated show. Very good show.
A classic.
Yes.
Classic. Give them cash some money and just let them go wild in L.A., man.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's up, brother?
First, I'm gonna stick with my recurring theme from last week to this week about no gloom and doom. I am very excited to see what our new quarterback and the young receivers are going to do. And I hear you, Ike, about guys got to stay in line. But you know what? I like when these dudes have a chip on their shoulder. Because that's when we win around here, when dudes are mad. Super Bowl was a whole bunch of chip-on-the-shoulder dudes, mad. So, like, we're going to show you. We hear everything y'all saying. We're going to let you have it. So I'm like, throughout it all, I'm going to keep my head up. I'm going to be excited. I'm going to see what the swag boys can do.
Mm-hmm.
See what's up with them.
I'm with you on Rager. I don't mind him first-round pick. I just want Fogum. Listen, I don't mind confidence, but I'm like, man, Travis, make the team first, brother.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm telling you, I saw something last year, like when those dudes, the way they was interacting on the sidelines, and I said, I see that forming over there. So if they can – you know, if that's going to make them take it more serious and whatever, put in that extra work and we're going to show everybody, I'm happy to see it. I want to see all the chips on the shoulder.
Okay.
But now, about the Russell Wilson thing.
Yes.
I would say this. The most underrated factor that people always leave out, you got to be a Philly guy. He is not a Philly guy. The dudes that were Philly guys on that team are the dudes that they had to blow the team up and get rid of them to pacify him at a certain point. Like, Beast Mode could have came here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Philly dude. You know, any of them dudes that was on the Legion of Boom, Philly dude. And what I remember seeing, them posting stuff on the gram, like, just teasing dude, like blasting
right.
Future in the background. Like, yo, Sierra, baby, that really, y'all blasting Future in the locker room. And he's sitting there looking like Captain Cornball. Bro, this is not the place for that kind of guy. You talking about people tapping out?
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
This is not the place, bro.
Hey, Seattle. We got a deal.
That's a fair argument against Russell Wilson not being here. Like, if there's one thing I guess I do have to take into consideration even more after what happened with Carson, the whole Philly guy thing is real.
Yep, fit.
I mean, yeah, it's real. So when he says a guy like Russell Wilson wouldn't make it here, I know what he's saying. He's saying he's too corny to be here for everybody to be all in on Russell Wilson.
Well, Donovan was here for a while.
And that was a label that he got, that he was corny. I mean, I think Russell is like Donovan times five.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yes,
as far
absolutely.
As being corny, he's also Donovan times. Never mind. But my point is that
Donovan
I think Russell has even a little more of that in him than Donovan did.
He does. No, you're right. No, you said times five. I agree with that.
Mr. Unlimited.
Ingy. Ingy is Mr. Unlimited, too. What's up, Ingy?
Look, man, I think with Russell Wilson, man, I think he started going downhill after he threw that pick in the Super Bowl. You don't recover from something like that, man. Going from winning the Super Bowl to
he's really suffered
losing
since
it in
then.
One play.
His play is
I think that's the big thing, man. Hmm. Yeah. Let me ask you something, man. You're talking about sports and all. If white dorks talk sports, is it really sports talk?
You tell me.
I'm just messing around, man. Look, let me talk about basketball, man.
Man, you better get this to something. You better get to something real soon.
let's talk some ball, man.
Okay.
Look, is it me or Ben Simmons fans like Dallas Cowboys fans? Ben Simmons has a good game and they crawl out of their freaking holes, getting all excited to compare him to Magic, compare him to Pippen, LeBron.
Yep, they're just waiting. Yep.
This is the problem with these guys, with both Embiid and Simmons. Number one, it's about consistency. When you score 50 and say, I'm unstoppable, and you let your team go 7 minutes without scoring, and you can't depend on yourself, or the team can't depend on you to score in critical moments. Who the hell are you? And more importantly is this. Do they have a second gear in the playoff? They don't have that. They're playing as hard as they can in the regular season. They're like the Flyers from last year. They got a new coach. They want to impress the new coach. And they're playing their hardest right now. Once the playoffs start, they don't have that second gear. These other teams like Toronto, Miami, even Boston, they have that second gear to go to. We don't. Look, if you're a Sixers fan, and not just a Stepford, you have to be happy if they win one round of the playoffs. Think about where they came from. They got swept last year in the first round.
No, Ingy, I would disagree. I would say that the minimum is the conference finals. You can't win a series and lose in the second round.
No, hell no.
Especially if you're going to be the number one seed.
Right.
Yeah, there'll be one or two.
Yep.
So, no, you can't just win one.
No.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Their new seasonal seafood specialties are here. Jumbo Lump Crab Cakes, Limoncello Seafood Bake, the Po' Boy Shrimp, and many more. Get the full menu at chickiesandpete's.com. We have the Mark Summers text line and the rest of your phone calls next. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, let's talk about my friends over at the home team. That's Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Whether you're looking for an engagement ring, maybe it's an anniversary present, a birthday present, whatever special occasion, you're shopping in a safe, socially distant environment with the finest selection and pricing of diamond jewelry in the tri-state area. And Mark's Jewelers, you're talking about a 25,000-square-foot showroom. The place is amazing. Google Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, and you'll see their reviews. The reviews don't lie, and they have so many 5-star reviews. Check them out. And you're also supporting a local business. Mark's Jewelers is family-owned, operated, and when you get that, you're getting their reputation, and you're getting the best jeweler in the area. There's no doubt about that. Stop in and see the official jeweler of you. Details online, marks-jewelers.com. Mark's and Reese, we're back. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. When you're shopping for that diamond engagement ring of your dreams, the home team is Mark's Jewelers. That's where you should go, marks-jewelers.com. Sheldon Brown on Reggie Bush was voted the best Eagles hit since 2000 by our Twitter poll.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Over Malcolm, over Doc.
Good hit.
Very good hit.
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade 3 firsts in Jalen Hurts for Russell Wilson? No, 60%. And there were a lot of who the goat caller to Marks and Reese's. There were a lot of answers for that. So we appreciate everybody contributing on the Twitter page today. Let's get it to the Marks and Reese text line. Go ahead, Jack.
Text line.
I beg of you, please never play the Mr. Unlimited ever again. Please, for the love of everything that is good and pure and not cornball as hell, just don't do it. Oh yeah, Jack.
Woo!
Dave in West Mount Airy.
Yep, Jack doesn't like the woo, and
like Ric Flair.
And Dave doesn't like the Russell Wilson.
Yeah, none of us like that. Yeah,
no, not even Sierra. I don't think.
Yeah, but it's not good, but I still like it in moderation. Hey guys, Russell here. What's next?
With Scott observing Lent for the next month, I aspire to be the third best texter on the John and Mark text line. Don't screw it up, battle. Tom from Abington.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Tom's a good texter. Scott and Delco, I believe, would take home the Levi for the best texter.
Yeah,
Mike in Birdsboro.
It'll be next year. I mean, we have probably 4 strong texters. Tom from Abington, Mike in Birdsboro, Scott from Delco, and Joe in New Hope.
Right. Joe in New Hope, certainly. And if you would like to be a great texter to the text line, we do it every day about 5:40-ish. It's 215-592-9494. You text the same number that you call, and if it's good, it makes the Marks and Reese text line.
Can there be a creepiest caller of the year award, or is that award already going to be called the Tom from Abington Award, given out to the creepiest caller of the year? His obsession with WIP makes me feel uncomfortable. Alex from Mantua.
Man, Alex, that's mean. He's a big listener of the station. That's a good thing, Alex.
Yeah, we like obsessed callers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tom is exactly what we need. So I applaud Tom for being such a devotee to WIP. Thank you, Tom.
David who?
I don't know. What's next?
Nova people have far too much class to listen to this station. Jeff in Bryn Mawr.
Yeah, you're right. No,
is that why
true.
The championship team or the Chris right, Jenkins yeah. shot didn't win it?
Well, of it just course. Means Kenny from the Dirty 30 only voted a certain amount of times to get
true.
It,
yeah.
right? Like, you know, Kenny's a Dirty 30 and a Villanova guy.
How about that?
I can't believe how many votes Mike from King of Prussia or Mad Mike is getting for the best caller.
Yeah, way
caller.
Too many votes.
Oh, really?
I'm just going through the responses here on Twitter. And
people like him.
Mad Mike. Bruce the Weatherman got a vote, too. What's next?
I'd trade 3 first-round picks, Joe DeCamera, Joe Giglio, Johnny Marks, ESP, and Ben Livingston for Russell Wilson. Fletch in Levittown.
Fletch? That's a new one.
Oh. So in Levittown, so it wasn't the Fletch that I would...
wasn't Fletcher Cox.
It was not Fletcher Cox. What's next?
Listen, Jack, I'm going to 46 dive your millennial ass. Herb from Northeast Philly.
Dive.
Is that what
yeah,
he wanted
to? Yeah, that's a big play call. It's going to unlock the Eagles' offense this year.
Do that. We got to vote for anybody but Herb. That's from Joey Andrew.
Oh, wow.
Some Chuck from Mount Airy votes, but also people saying that Chuck is phony baloney.
Stop hating on Chuck, people.
Listen, Chuck brings it every time he calls in, without a doubt. A lot of Tracy Morgan references on with Chuck. Anyway, let's finish up with some phone calls. Let's go to Brett in Williamstown. Brett, go ahead. How are you? Hello, Brett. No,
Hello.
Brett. James in Dover, Delaware. James, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm chilling. Can I get some Ike juice, please?
Hook him up. He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. I just want to say, man, I love y'all's show. Mr. Reese, thank you for your service. Your show is awesome.
Thank you, James.
I just want to say I wouldn't mind Russ coming here. Let him revamp the offense. Let him do his thing. And let him cook.
You That's know what right. I'm let Russ cook.
Yes. And one more thing. I didn't appreciate the caller that was calling in, pumping his chest out about Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons needs to step his game up, like, big time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joel Embiid needs to play from inside out, not outside in. Because watching that game the other night pissed me off with them playing.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the Dallas game?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I mean.
Thanks, James.
Sixers are going to be all right, man.
The next thing they have to accomplish is because teams are starting to double Joel all the time now. They got to figure out how to get a secondary scorer.
Yeah, Toronto started it. Yeah, Toronto. Yeah, and Toby is not serious, right?
No, but he's still going to miss a couple games, it seems like.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, the way that Toby's been shooting the three, and a lot of that's a byproduct of getting open looks because of Joel Embiid, but they could use – and what's Kyle Lowry shooting from three this year? I know it's probably not a high percentage.
No, he's a streaky shooter.
He's like 32, 33 probably.
Somewhere around there.
And he's very streaky, you're right. All right, let's go to Cecil. Cecil in Jersey. Cecil, how are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Cecil, it's Cecil.
Cecil, what's up, brother?
Yeah. How about we give them Hurts, our sixth pick, and Seattle can choose any three players on our team? Are any of them untouchable?
That's a great idea.
No, they're not.
I could tell you that. I don't know if that would be, you know, something they would want.
Yeah, I don't know if Seattle wants three players off this team.
Well, so in other words, our team's really that bad, and no matter what we could give them, it's not enough for Wilson.
Well, they probably will want draft picks. They don't want your young players. They want to go get their own young players.
Right. Jalen Hurts would make sense just because he's –
he replaced Russell.
Right. Kyle Lowry's actually almost shooting 40% from three this year.
Ooh, okay.
39.5.
And shooting 100% in his life against the Sixers. I've never seen him miss a three against
the Sixers. Man, you're not kidding.
Is he really almost shooting 40%?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because when you think of him, I mean, he takes enough a game. He takes seven a game.
Damn. Okay. He said, is that his highest? Like, I don't think I've ever remember him shooting close to 40% from three.
35 the year before. Actually,
how he normally is, around 35 to 33, right?
In 17, he shot 40%. In 16, 17, he shot 41%. I don't remember him being a great three-point shooter, right?
Maybe, he's much better at shooting threes than I thought.
Listen, man, I really believe that he could be the missing piece.
I stand corrected. 40%.
He could be the missing piece.
Seven threes, he shoots a game?
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He does flop a lot, though, which is annoying. But
yeah.
Yeah, but it's annoying if he's on the other team.
If you go with, we say he's awesome. Compared to whom? Is he a top 10 point guard in the league?
I'd say he's around there.
Is he closer to 10 or 1?
Closer to 10.
10.
Okay. But he was the second best player in the championship team 2 years ago.
But he's also an upgrade over Ben running the point, especially in the playoffs.
Oh, I want him.
Speaking of Ben.
But you're talking about paying him $30 million a year because he wants an extension as well.
Right. Which would be tough. They're already in luxury tax right now, the Sixers. So now you're giving $30 million, which whatever the luxury tax rate is, you're really paying him probably $60 or $70
million a
year.
So you know how Russell Wilson is Mr. Unlimited?
Yes.
Should we call Ben Mr. Limited?
Ah, Mr. Limited.
Mr. Limited.
How corny was that? Who's cornier, me or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson, yeah.
By the way, I'm getting a lot of angry golf fans that are saying that it's absolutely they're athletes, golfers. And I say no. No, they're not. They're golfers. It's a skill, Jack. It's a skill.
A skill that you have to be very skilled at to be good
at. Sure.
Golfers are athletes.
Just like darts, you have to be very skilled to be a professional dart player. Or bowling.
Yeah, okay.
No, I know, but you're like what you said was you have to be very skilled to do it. Sure, in bowling you have to too.
Yeah, but there's more athleticism in being a golfer than a bowler.
Swinging a club?
Being good at golf is different than just golfing.
Yeah, walking 18 holes for 4 days and being one of the best at it takes endurance, stamina, conditioning, and Tiger certainly introduced exercise and fitness to the PGA Tour. And all you got to do is look at the golfers. 30 years ago, a lot of them looked like
John Daly.
Nowadays, they don't.
Coming up next is Joe Giglio. He'll take your calls through the rest of the evening.
Joseph?
We have a Phillies game on Monday, Mr. Reese.
I'm telling you, text me Monday to remind me.
See you at 12:30 on Monday.
Yeah, because I will not remember.
So Phillies, and they open up over the weekend. I don't think that there are
– No, Sunday's not on TV.
Sunday's not on TV, but –
But Monday, baseball is back.
Baseball is back right here on 94 WIP.
Guess who's producing it? Me.
You sound really excited.
I just can't believe it's my fourth year doing it. I mean, it's
amazing.
I know.
It's amazing.
I like doing the games.
People think Phillies, they think Jack Fritz.
That's what they say on the streets.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. All Chickies and Pete's locations are open for indoor dining. That's Pennsylvania, Jersey, and, of course, all of their Philadelphia locations. There's a Chickies and Pete's near everyone. Find yours at chickiesandpete's.com. Have a great, safe weekend. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.